It's time for your favorite radio show, The Lama Insights, brought to you by Insight Partners Africa. Whether you are a business leader, manager, or director, the Dalama Insights offers business insights that take your business to the next level. With Dalama Insights, you are guaranteed to take your business to the next level. For details, WhatsApp 0977-445-064 or visit our website www.insightpartnersafrica.com.
As a business owner, it can be extremely easy to get a case of attention deficit, now deficit disorder, where the next seemingly good business idea grabs your attention and you jump at it. Now, before you know it, your business remains stagnant due to the lack of focus and you remain with several failed projects that you tried to venture in. Well, on today's episode of the Dalama Insights radio show, we are discussing the topic, get focused and do what matters more, with our regular guest, CEO of the Insight Partners Africa Limited, a firm of chartered accountants, Mokonki Mokonkela. Welcome to the program.
Marianne, how are you?
I'm okay, and how's been the day?
Great.
The term focus is one that we have come across on several occasions, but with reference to today's topic, Mokonki, what does focus mean in business and why is it important? We've heard a lot of people, you gotta focus, you have to focus, you need to, you know, focus.
Yeah.
Now, in today's topic, what is it that we are looking at when we, on the topic focus, what does focus mean in a business?
It's a good topic, I think, especially for many small businesses. This is because when you talk about focus and the discussion that we're having today, I can give an example of companies that are very general to businesses. If most small businesses, they name themselves something general dealers or something, let's see, a shop, they've named the shop after themselves and it's general dealers. They always add general
Marianne,
dealers.
General dealers.
Exactly. What do you think that means, Marianne, eh? The general dealers.
You deal in almost any anything, everything. That's what I think.
That is what it is. So when it comes to being focused as an entrepreneur, when you're a general dealer, what are you focusing on? What is your speciality? What are your customers going to know you for? So when you talk about focus in a business, it refers to what does your business stand for and what do your customers really know you
because
for?
Because if you whatever it is, general dealers, then we expect vegetables in there. We also expect spare parts. We expect talk time.
Everything.
Because you're a general dealer, isn't
everything.
It?
You know, I've tried to inquire why many people name their businesses general dealers, and it's one of the reasons I get is that we don't want to lose out on opportunities. But then think about today's episode and what we are discussing. Focusing means that you are focusing on one thing that makes you stand out, and this is important because you are going to put your resources, your time on that one particular thing, and you're going to do that thing very well for your customers, and that is what is going to make sure your customers come back for you and ensure that your business grows. So that is what being focused really means, Marianne.
All right.
Yeah.
Now, remember, we are looking at you who are in businesses, you getting focused and knowing what matters more. Now, what business focus is and why it's important. How can a business owner know what to focus on and do what matters more?
So again,
is it possible to know what
it
you
is.
Need to focus on?
It is, Marianne. It goes back to the reason why you are doing your business. And then, and also how big you want your business to be, really. It's I think these two factors determine whether you are going to focus or not. So for those that want to remain general dealers, they want to seek opportunities in different areas, I think maybe it's okay if they don't focus. But if you are thinking about growing a business, you definitely cannot be a general dealer. You have to focus on one thing because you've got limited time, you've got limited resources, and you cannot allocate these resources to different elements of your business. So if you want to maintain your focus, or how do you know what to focus on? One way you can know is by having a clear vision for your business. You need to understand clearly what the purpose of your business really is. If it's to serve certain customers because maybe you are what's an example I can give? You're a bricklayer, for example, and you build you build homes or houses or office blocks. If your purpose is that, it is building houses for people, then you are going to make sure that you focus on getting the right skills, you become really experienced in being the best bricklayer we have in Zambia, and you can even start, you know, building bigger businesses, high-rise buildings and all of that. That allows you to become much more experienced, gain the relevant skills, and for you to grow and to be given more opportunities, because people or the industry knows you for being specialized in that area. But however, if you are a bricklayer and then you also, you know, do other 10 other things, then it becomes, people won't really know you for what you stand for. So you have to have a clear vision and purpose for
why. So if you're in construction, people need to know you as a person that's in construction.
Exactly. They can't know you as a person who's in construction. Later on, they discover you are a chef at some hotel. Then later on, you
at 99 jobs.
I know. It's definitely something you could do if you feel like, but for me, I think with limited time that we have, all of us have very limited time.
Shouldn't be a tag.
The best is choose something that you really enjoy the most from the many things that you are doing, and create a purpose around that, sure. So that you have a direction, so okay. That you can actually grow that business. So
people shouldn't tag you for something else, but they should tag you for the main one.
Yes, otherwise people won't actually know you for anything, Marianne. People won't know you for anything. They'll know you for many things, but not for anything.
A bit difficult for marketing,
and
I guess.
And it's very difficult, and it makes it hard for you to stand out, because nobody really knows you for one thing. They know you for many, many things. So it's very hard for you to stand out
for real.
And also for you to have the right resources in place. Even recruiting your employees becomes really hard, because you're focusing on so many elements. It also becomes really hard for you to create a roadmap for your business so that you can achieve your overall goal. And I think even it also becomes really hard for you to create systems and processes around different elements of a general dealer. Like, it's really hard if you've got so many things that you're looking at. How do you create a system and a process?
Well, probably people don't actually understand what it means when they say a general dealer. I don't know.
Maybe. No, it is what you've said, Marianne. What I understand also is the same thing as you said. It's generally dealing in anything. And I've asked, and people have told me, we don't want to lose out on opportunities. So let's call ourselves general dealers. So any opportunity that comes across, we can take advantage of it. Okay. But then what I see from that is you don't have a clear vision. Mm. You don't have a clear path. And that is why you actually can go anywhere, wherever there's an opportunity. And that is quite dangerous for you.
Right. But the question that arises is how can one or I, as a business owner, know when my focus should change? Does business focus allow for change, or do I just ride the focus wave to the end? How do I know, like, okay, now I think I really need to focus on this?
Well, how do you know when to change your focus, right? I think one thing to understand is the business never stays exactly the same throughout its life cycle. This is because there are so many things that are happening on the market, also customers' demands. There are changes with technology. Companies are constantly growing and changing. We have competitors that come on the market. So there's quite a lot of things that are happening that will require you to relook at your business and probably even change your focus. So it is possible for you to change your focus as an entrepreneur. But what is important, I think, is the overall purpose for your business should not be changing constantly. What could change could be the strategies that you use to attain that purpose or the vision that you've set for your company. Even with changes in the economy, changes with customer demands, changes with technology, you can still maintain your purpose and just adjust the paths or the routes that you use to achieve your purpose or your vision. There are so many factors that will allow a business to change their focus. And one of them is when a business is growing very slowly, and there's not much profit coming through in the business, you may need to relook at your strategy. Yes, the purpose could remain the same, but if you relook at your strategy, maybe your pricing is a little bit too low, maybe even too high. So that could be something you look at and change the focus. So in instead of looking at low pricing and servicing many customers, you could look at increasing your price a little bit and servicing a few customers so that you can satisfy them and also make a profit at the end of the day. So that's one area you can actually change your focus. The other one could be your customers are not happy as they were once in the past. So you may need to relook at your how you service your customers and your customer service. So you would need to look at maybe retraining your employees to serve your customers better. You could also look at other ways to get feedback from your customers. Maybe in the past there was a way you used to communicate with your customers, and then along the way, because you become very busy, I know entrepreneurs are mostly single or alone many of the times, and maybe you've brought in people that are not really servicing your customers to the level that you would want to. So that also requires you to change your focus so that you can come back in line to achieving your goal and your purpose, the purpose that you've created for your business. So it is possible for you to actually shift your focus, but not shifting your purpose for your business.
All right. Any concluding remarks?
Thanks, Marianne. So concluding, entrepreneurs, especially the general dealers, I hope you understand what today's episode has been about.
Yeah, right.
So if your business is Marianne,
what matters more?
If your business is Marianne General Dealers, oh Marianne and Daughters General Dealers, consider removing the general dealers and focus on one element of your business that you can use to put in all your resources and grow your business so that you can make progress. So this is my concluding remark. And also maybe for those that would like to drop a comment, you can get in touch with me on 0977-445604. That's 0977-445604. And join our Facebook group, Ndalama Insights Facebook group. You'll find it when you go to our page, Inside Partners Africa Facebook page. And then visit group and you join our group and you get further insights that will change your business dramatically.
All right, so thank you so much, Mukonki, and our dear listeners for joining us on today's program. Do join us next week on Tuesday 7:20 as we discuss another topic on the Ndalama Insights Radio Show. Until then, bye bye and good evening.
If you missed anything, visit www.insidepartnersafrica.com for recorded episodes and join the Ndalama Insights Facebook page for upcoming topics. For comments and questions, WhatsApp 0977-445-604 or visit our offices at 6054 Sibweni Road, Northwood in Lusaka.